Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 313. Who is your ideal client? I asked this question about your ideal client because the answer is not the same for every LNC. When you listen to Carrie Williamson speak in Legal Nurse Podcast 312, you'll learn the identity of her ideal client. As legal nurse consultants, we want to attract attorneys who will hire us to work on cases. But your marketing needs to be informed by an understanding of your ideal client. Who is your target market? What is the audience who you're trying to attract? Whenever you create marketing materials, you need to picture your ideal client in as much specificity as possible. Who is your buyer persona? This is also called the avatar. This is Pat Iyer with Legal Nurse Podcast and the show called Iyer's Insights, one of the twice weekly Legal Nurse Podcast shows. Can you answer these questions about your ideal client? Do you know what job title this person has? Are you looking for a partner in a law firm, or an associate, or a managing partner? Are you trying to attract a beginning attorney or a more experienced person? Do you know the typical age and sex of your ideal audience? Do you want to work primarily with plaintiff attorneys, with defense attorneys, or both? The legal nurse consulting firm I sold had this person as my legal nurse consultant ideal client, a male, age 40 to 60, who is a partner in a small to mid-sized law firm in New York, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania. You are not your ideal client. This seems obvious, but I see a lot of legal nurse consultants get confused on this point. When you're preparing content for your website, for a special report, or an opt-in report, you are not writing for your target market. You are not your ideal client. That seems clear because if you're writing for attorneys, you know that you're not an attorney and therefore your pitch should be different. On a more basic level, it means that the amount of information that you know is not the same as your prospect. You have more specialized knowledge. By prospect, generically, I mean somebody who you're trying to attract, educate, or market to. Your knowledge, for example, of medicine is far more advanced than the attorneys who you're trying to reach. So you have to explain medical terms, spell out abbreviations, and define medical concepts in a way that would not be necessary if you were writing for another legal nurse consultant. Sometimes when I read the reports of legal nurse consultants, I realize they have lost this perspective when they write as if they were writing for another healthcare professional. Even worse, sometimes they write as if they were charting. The sentences are choppy, they're filled with abbreviations, and the LNC doesn't explain those abbreviations. But whenever you put together reports or create copy for a website or a report, you must always put the language using what's going to resonate with your ideal client. Dig deeper into the needs of your ideal client. When you think about your ideal client, it's also important to define these issues. What is the pain point? What is the thing about dealing with medical records or a medical case that's most difficult for attorneys? What are they frustrated about? If you ask them what aspect of working on medical cases is most difficult for them, they will probably give you a list of things. What are their fears? Are the plaintiff attorneys fearful of taking a case that may not have merit if they're in the medical malpractice arena. Is the defense attorney afraid of being hit with a huge settlement on a case that should have been settled? What are the opportunities that your buyer persona or avatar has? What are the things that they see as chances for them to expand to different practice areas or opportunities to make certain points in a certain way with a jury, for example? What are their hopes and dreams? Are the plaintiff attorneys looking for that big case that will make them a tidy sum of money and get their client the money that they need in order to be able to manage their long-term medical needs? Is the defense attorney concerned with impressing the insurance company and demonstrating his worth by holding the verdicts down or settling cases for as little money as possible? What motivates that attorney? The more clearly you can answer these questions, the more effective you will be in your marketing as a legal nurse consultant. Identifying your ideal client is the first step in moving your business forward. Do you want to create or improve your LNC website so you can attract the right attorney client for you? This is a topic I covered in my book, How to Get More Clients: Marketing Secrets. You don't have to figure this all out on your own. One of my newest books ramps up your knowledge of marketing with four sections: marketing foundations, marketing online, marketing with stories, and marketing with exhibiting. It's part of my Creating a Successful LNC Practice series. You may order this book at the show notes of Legal Nurse Podcast. You'll find these at podcast.legalnursebusiness.com, and we'll ship it right to you. You get a 25% discount on the book by using the code LISTENED, which tells us you heard this podcast. Now, let's continue with the show. I want to talk a little bit about your ideal LNC client's hidden fears. I recently had a conversation with an LNC who asked me, how do I market to a defense attorney? If defense attorneys are your target market, the first step is understanding your ideal LNC client's hidden fears. One of the most important things to remember as you focus on your marketing is to think about who you want to work with and how you will reach this market. Think about how that defense prospect or client might respond to your message when you craft your marketing messages. The more you know about the defense attorney, the better. You have to understand the defense attorney's beliefs, fears, securities, insecurities, needs, and desires. Remember that facts tell and emotions sell. Nito Cobain is the chairman emeritus of High Point University in North Carolina. He's an articulate speaker. He reminds me that facts tell and emotions sell. It's really through emotions that we can touch our ideal client's fears. Let's think about the fears of a defense attorney. These could include displeasing the insurance company that's providing work, getting hit with a large jury verdict, hiring ineffective expert witnesses, or not seeing the holes in the case. Remember, the defense attorney defines a win very differently from plaintiff wins, either being able to win in court, offering a settlement for as little money as necessary, being able to settle a case quickly rather than expending lots of hours and money on a case that's indefensible. In contrast, the plaintiff attorney defines a win as avoiding taking a claim that has no chance of success, being able to settle a case for a large enough amount, or winning in court. Also consider the relationship between the defense firm and the insurance carrier. I mentioned earlier that the defense attorney is concerned about displeasing the insurance company. Defense attorneys have close relationships with the carriers. The carriers are paying their bills. The carriers want to make sure that they're placing their trust and resources in the right hands. Consider what happened to an attorney I know personally. He took a very expensive deposition out of state. The expert's bill was enormous. There had been other issues associated with this attorney. The deposition was the last straw. From there, it got ugly. A decision maker at the insurance firm rented a truck and sent it to the law firm with instructions to remove all of the carrier's files from the firm. The carrier got the files back. The attorney lost his job. Putting this together, your marketing messages to a defense attorney who handles personal injury cases might address this set of fears with this kind of language. Are you concerned that your adversary may surprise you with medical facts in the courtroom? Do you wonder if the plaintiff is trying to claim injuries that are non-existent? Do you feel overwhelmed by the sheer volume of medical data that you need to review, digest, and summarize? We can help. We work with defense attorneys to help make sense of the medical facts so that you can focus on the legal issues. Is this making sense to you? One of my newest books, How to Get More Clients: Marketing Secrets for LNCs, has a ton of tips to help you pinpoint your ideal clients' needs and fears. Get a copy at the link for How to Get More Clients: Marketing Secrets for LNCs by going to the show notes on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. Or if you're listening to our podcast using our new mobile app called BizEdu, you'll see the show notes on your phone. Get your app at legalnursebusiness.com/BizEdu. That's BizEdu. legalnursebusiness.com/BizEdu. You'll have more access to our podcasts, blogs, webinars, courses, videos, and more. That's it for today, and I look forward to talking to you again in a week. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, the lncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.